When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Magic on a 6.7 Morning Magic. David just used a phrase that Kendra and I couldn't even understand. He said, I had to run out last night to get some mango chutney for something I was making. And we were like, huh? What? I'm not even sure where I would get mango chutney.
I knew it was like quarter of six, and I was in a recipe, and then I realized I didn't have an ingredient I needed. It was mango chutney. I ran right to the store. And when I went in the store, I knew exactly where in the store to go to get mango chutney. I got that and some scallions, and I was out of there like a ninja.
Sue, let me ask you, have you ever been in the middle of a recipe and said to yourself, I need some mango chutney?
I'm going to guess no. I'm going to say no to both of you.
Tom would be like, what did you just say? He'd fall to the floor if I ever said, hey, honey, do we have any mango chutney?
For some people, it was a bread and milk storm. For me, it was a mango chutney storm. Going to get the mango chutney. The thing of it is, have you ever done that where you've been in the middle of making something and you realize you don't have something you need? And there's no choice. You can't switch what you're making. Can I call a neighbor? No, they're not home. Damn it. I gotta get the keys and go to the store.
Yeah.
Where I go to get mango chutney or whatever I need, it's like 5-7 minutes away. I can like drop what I'm doing, go get it and get back, and it's not a complete disaster, but it's always frustrating when it happens.
But you go to the grocery store so much because you do cook most things from scratch and you really like everything to be fresh day of stuff when you're cooking. So you go to the store more than anyone I know. How many times a week would you say you're at either the grocery store, Whole Foods, whatever?
Yeah.
Trader Joe's, whatever.
I wouldn't say it's every day. I might skip a day, but I might go twice.
Oh my God.
Like
yeah.
Yesterday, I think I went three times.
To the grocery store?
To the grocery store, yeah.
So 10 times a week?
I bet it's 10 times a week.
Oh my God.
I know. Feels like I should have a parking space right next to the building.
With a plaque.
With a plaque.
Yeah.
Are you getting a lot when you go each time, or is it like three or four things each time?
It's three or four things. I'll buy like meat and stuff if I know I'm going to make something later in the week, but generally it's 2 days worth of stuff. Well, apparently not. It's a day's worth of stuff. Or I'll just get inspiration and go, today we're going to do this. I think I have what I need, and I didn't check
well,
to
that's,
make sure
that's
I
that's where
I
he and us part ways, because he's always looking for new recipes to cook, and he has all of these recipes that he will follow that have like strange ingredients.
And I'm just in and my mac and
you
cheese
and
hot dogs and beans.
You and I are making chicken nuggets at home. We're in our air fryers.
Waffles. Yeah. These are good.
Yeah. No. So that's why, because you're trying new recipes all the time.
I guess.
Yeah. Do you do a full food shop like on a Saturday or a Sunday, like a big one with everything, or you're never really out of everything? That's why you do little every
You
day.
Know, every once in a while, like everybody, you find yourself like, I don't know what happened. We went out to dinner a couple times. We were away. It's like, we have no food in the house. We got to go shop and get staples and get the stuff, like a bigger order. But by and large, it's for a meal or two.
So
I try to shop for a meal or two.
Your carriage is never over the rim of the carriage. Like, is the food, like, I'm trying to picture your carriage at the grocery store.
Yeah, no, he's buying just for the day or the next day.
Right.
Where you and I will try to buy for the week, and then we'll go in between if we're out of something or need something.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different approach.
Yeah.
But 10 times a week, I would be interested if anybody goes that much.
It's never for like a ton of stuff. That's the thing. It's always like, oh, I gotta get ginger or broccolini or cardamom
things,
or some stupid.
But that's a you thing because you're such a good cook. I think the average person isn't getting.
I don't
like
know
the
that
fresh
I'm a good
ginger root.
I might be making up for it by the fact that I need ginger and cardamom.
Yeah,
and
that's what I mean.
You know?
That's what I mean.
I'm so jealous. You don't have to do Tetris with your groceries in the carriage to make them fit. So that
I know.
So they don't all like fall over the top.
Yeah,
you have the light stuff and put the bread up in the little seat area.
Yeah, no, never that.
Well, and it's funny because you have that. Like he goes every day, and then there's people that'll go like every other week and do 2 weeks worth of shopping.
I couldn't do that.
I can't get my head around either.
I would need three carriages. I wouldn't be able to
do that. It's not even
that.
I can't really plan out that far ahead. So, like, I do a big weekly, and then I'll go a couple times in between. So, yeah.
Well, a little later on, we'll have the unveiling. I've got a chicken salad with currants and toasted almonds.
And mango chutney.
And mango chutney, as it turns out, yes.